Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Thank you. Love you guys.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate your humor.
Hot Radio Maine.
You guys have an awesome radio show.
Maine's hit music show.
We have 21 Savage tickets to give away this morning, and we have been randomly chatting here and there about the price of groceries. I'm reading this report that says, on average, a household with children spends $331.94, according to Help Advisor, on groceries per week.
$300 a week?
That's a lot.
That is so much. That's more than I spend in a month.
But it kind of makes sense when I think about how much I spend because I don't have kids and it's just the two of us in the house. 207-807-1104 for 21 Savage tickets. We want to know, how much do you spend? We're getting a little personal with your finances. How much do you spend per week on groceries?
This is my favorite kind of conversation. I love knowing how much people are spending on stuff.
Tell us how much you spend on groceries. We'll put you in the running for these 21 Savage tickets. 207-807-1104. How much a week do you spend on groceries? We're getting personal with you, Tara.
Well, I am totally against going grocery shopping every week. Growing up, I feel like my friend's parents, they'd be like, oh, he's going to the grocery store again. And I just did not get it. Like,
that you gotta make sure the produce is fresh. You can't go once a month.
I don't know. That just like, yeah, that is true. Like, the produce will go bad, but then you just eat like shelf stable. Like, you just have like pasta. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Or like frozen stuff.
So the first week of your grocery run,
so I,
you eat fresh produce, yeah, and then you're eating canned goods and pasta the rest of the
day. And that's not good, but I don't know why I can't stop doing it because I hate going to the grocery store more than once a month. So we spend probably $300 a month. So that's like...
That's nothing.
Or no, not $300 a month. I was going to say like just over $200 a month. So roughly like $50 a week if you broke it down. But we also have takeout.
A lot.
Not a lot.
But you do have takeout.
But like we're not completely wiping out takeout.
I don't
like
think anyone's going to be cheaper
the beginning,
than you.
The beginning of the month, it's all like fresh food, eat all the produce, all the vegetables, all the fruit. And then towards the end of the month, it's like, let's go have sushi tonight. Let's get a pizza. Let's chill. We're bored of our food because I just don't have it in me to go grocery shopping every week. I need the personal shopper.
207-807-1104. How much do you spend a week on your groceries? I'm trying to add it up in my head. I would say like $175 to $200 a week on groceries. I'm spending like...
A week?
Yeah, I'm spending like...
That's more than I... That's like all I spend in a month.
For two people, I'm spending like $67 to $70 on HelloFresh. So I'm counting that as groceries. And then
Tucker won't let us do that anymore because he says it's the biggest ripoff. Because I'm so lazy now that I really want to do it. And he's like, it's so expensive when you actually calculate how much you're paying per plate. Like, we might as well just go out to eat for a week. I've tried to tell him.
That's untrue.
I know. I've tried to tell him.
I don't get
it. I'm like, 20 meals. And he's like, nope, it's a ripoff.
I do six meals.
He's
I do
just like do old school.
Six meals for, you're basically paying a little over $10 for a meal.
He's saying that we could go to the grocery store and have meals for
you
less.
You could, but you couldn't go out to eat for less.
We could go to Costco. We're extreme cheapskates, okay?
I guess, but this keeps a variety in my diet and it switches some things up and it helps me to not go crazy.
Trust me, I would love to do it, but he says absolutely not.
All right, well, you're lost. But
I know last month was a rough month because we ate up all the vegetables and fruit and then by like week three, I was like, I need
maybe like trying
an apple.
Every other week, go to the grocery store. Not every week, just like every other week you could do it. Hot Radio Maine, hot mornings, hello!
Hi, I'm calling about how much I spend on groceries a week.
What's your number? What's your figure?
So I have two little ones. So I do one big shop a month, and then per week, I probably have to spend a little over $100 just to fresh up on, like, produce and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You never want to use, you know, produce goes, like, bad pretty fast, and of course, it's the most expensive.
Right.
But I also want to add, I work at a grocery store in the deli, and I have repeated customers on a daily who come in and shop every day and spend well over $20 on just deli meat alone.
Every day? I can't even imagine.
No joke. Like, they'll come in and get roast beef, like, every single day, and that's the most expensive deli meat, and they will spend well over $20 a day.
Crazy.
Like, how many sandwiches are they making?
That's what I say.
You do once a week, but you do one big one, so it's $100 a week. How much is the big one?
The big one's probably roughly around $650, honestly, but the two little ones.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm never going to be able to afford children.
Yeah.
It's It is crazy how expensive everything has gotten. Like, I can't believe it. Especially if you want to try to stay on the healthier side. It's unbelievable.
Well, so that's right in line with this thing. It says $331.94 average for a household with children. And that's if you're 100, you're right over, you're probably like, what, 150 on the big ones. If you divide that up, you're like, you maybe like 250, 300. You're like right there.
Yeah, I believe it. It's pretty accurate, honestly.
It's starting to be iced coffee season. And last summer, I became obsessed with this cold brew you can buy by the bottle at the store, and I was making my shopping list for Target, and I went to add this to the cart, and it increased by $1.
Have you seen
that? Oh no, it's literally just $1, and I'm like, hell no more.
Have you seen the guy walking down the street that does the public service announcement, and he's like, he's like, to the guy that's wearing the bonobo pants or whatever the kind of pants they are, and he's like, you sir are drinking a concentrate.
I have seen that.
And you're going to be a problem. Like, you're going to blow it out your butt, basically.
Yeah, he was drinking concentrate, not cold brew. Like, you're supposed to pour that in a glass of water.
And it's like 60 coffees in one.
No, I would start getting heart palpitations.
Damn, this person says I spend $450 a week on groceries. And then hit you with that emoji where they're covering the eyes and then peeking out through the fingers. Carlos says, I have 2 children, 8 and 4. I spend about $345 a week. Christine from Bodenham, how much do you spend a week on groceries?
We definitely spend between $320 to
$350
a week.
Jeez.
How many are you feeding over there?
There's 3, sometimes 4. I have older children, so they come and go, and they bring their boyfriends.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that used to be such drama when your friends would come over after school and they'd eat all the Cheez-Its and your mom had just gone grocery shopping. It was always chaos.
I also have a daughter that's gluten-free and dairy-free, so it tends to be a little more expensive.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah. I saw a story that was going viral where a mom invoiced another mom for the snacks that her kid ate while he was over the house.
That's too much. That's too much.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so you should start invoicing the boyfriend or girlfriend's parents and say, hey, your kid ate this when he was over here.
I could never. My daughter goes over there and eats too.
Yeah, right?
I guess it goes both ways.
All right. Are you trying to win the 21 Savage tickets?
Yes, definitely.
Are you going, or are they for one of your kids?
Oh, my kids.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets. Congratulations.
Oh my God. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Hey, they're going to be going down there May 31st, end of this month, Xfinity Center to see 21 Savage. Congrats.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Ticket giveaway is Made It Hot in Maine by The Garage at the Sanford Traffic Circle. Save 20% at Maine's dopest recreational dispensary, fueled by Green Truck. You want to look at some other people's finances, Tara?
Yes.
This person said, 1,000 easily. I have a 5-family home.
That's so expensive. Now I know why my mom, when she comes over, she says she can't look in my pantry or my fridge because it makes her depressed. Because she'll always say, where is all your food? I'm like, oh, we ate all the good stuff. Now it's in the freezer.
Well,
she's like, no, you need to like go grocery shopping. I'm like, okay, then give me some money. Because I'm saving mine.
This person said they do family dinner every Friday for like 10 people. So that's why it's so much money. This doesn't include a month with a holiday in it. Kids eat a lot of snacks and those are crazy unaffordable. Somebody actually sent us their grocery list.
Ooh.
They got weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, and Costco categories on it.
I have a Costco list too. That's so funny.
You'll appreciate that.
I always shop the deals. Our new thing actually is now that we're back shopping at Hannaford, because I was a Trader Joe's girly for my whole adult life, is we're shopping the flyer. So I no longer get a say in like what I want to eat each week. We're just buying whatever is on sale that week and having a fun surprise dinner.
That's what you know, we did growing up as kids. Your parents would look at the flyers and like, oh, Shaw's has this meat on sale, that's what's going to be for dinner, or you know, Stop and Shop has this, that's where we're going to go, and you would just shop the deals at the flyers.
Yeah, that's what we started doing.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
Nearly 30 pounds of fentanyl pills were mailed to a Winslow home, apparently by mistake. A resident reached out to police saying they had received a package from California, but they had not ordered anything, nor were they expecting anything.
What?
Police estimated the potential value of the drug was up to $2 million.
Weirdness all around.
If you got a $2 million package of fentanyl on your doorstep, would you alert the police or would you try to become a drug lord and sell it and become a millionaire, Tara?
No, I would call the police immediately. I would be so scared.
That's the right answer for the radio. But in real life, you can tell me after off air what you would really
do. No, I don't have it in me. I don't have it in me. I just said last hour that I can't even commit to putting a sticker on a water bottle. You think I'm going to be able to be a drug lord? I can't.
I think you're organized enough to pull it off. I will
I have too much fear and anxiety.
I have a few questions. All right. A package shows up at your house and it's not addressed to you. I just give it to the post office. But if it is addressed to you and I'm not expecting it and it's coming from California and I'm just opening it up.
Yeah. If I get a package and it has my name on it, no matter where it's from, I'm opening it up.
The way this article was written on WMTW, and maybe this isn't how it went down, but it seems like they got the package, notified the police. Police showed up, opened it up, found the drugs.
What was it hidden in?
I don't know. It just looks like it was there. It just looks like bags of pink pills.
Strange.
So I get a lot
of
questions.
It doesn't go through like a scanner. They didn't, you know what I mean? Like I've sent birthday cards before with a gift card in it and the USPS has sliced open the envelope to like make sure that I'm not sending drugs.
The United States Postal Service's drug dogs got furloughed during COVID and they never gave them their jobs back. So now it's just a little more reckless out there.
Is there any truth to that statement or are you just trying to be funny? Because I feel like that is a valid point.
I don't know.
Very well could have happened.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just trying to think of what might have happened there. It's a lot of drugs. The Westbrook School Department has suspended some players on the high school varsity baseball team and removed first-year coach John McCarthy from the program as it investigates a possible code of conduct violation. They didn't give any further details, so we don't know what the code of conduct violation was, but the Westbrook police chief said that his department has not been investigating McCarthy and the information it received indicates that the alleged incident did not occur in the city of Westbrook.
What the heck happened?
So now I'm just being nosy. If anybody knows, 207-807-1104.
Somebody knows.
Somebody definitely knows what happened over there at the Westbrook varsity baseball team. The company that makes the Swiss Army knife is working on a new version without the knife. The CEO explained, "We're concerned about the increasing regulation of knives due to violence in the world. In some markets, the blade creates an image of a weapon. The new Swiss Army all-in-ones will be in addition to the original version of the Swiss Army knife." So yesterday, we had the Boy Scouts removing Boy Scouts from their name. They're going to be Scouting America. And today, we have the Swiss Army knife company removing the knife, and they're just going to be Swiss Army all-in-ones. This is Joe Biden's America, Tara, and I don't know if I can take it anymore.
I just don't understand like what product they're trying to sell if it doesn't have the knife on it, because the knife is the main
nail
focus.
Clippers, those little scissors that can get strings and threads cut, the little corkscrew. What other? There's a file.
You could still hurt someone with all of those attachments if you wanted to.
Some might say the corkscrew could be worse than the actual knife because you could stick it in somebody and then twist.
Ew. What is the purpose? Is it supposed to be for opening wine or is there a woodsy purpose?
I think it's for opening wine when you're in the woods, the corkscrew. And we're waiting for you to Google this.
It seems like you are.
I was, but then I wanted to just make sure you weren't sending an email to somebody else and that's what you were actually doing. What are the features
originally,
of the Swiss Army?
Originally, it was included because at the time, not only wine, but also liquid medicines and other liquids a soldier may need to open came in corked bottles.
There you go.
And now we're just so privileged that we're like, wine opener.
So basically it was for soldiers at war that needed
that
to get to their medicine
shot and they needed to dump like hydrogen whatever peroxide on their wound,
and now it's for desperate housewives that need to get a bottle of wine open. Got it. Panera is getting rid of its charged sips drinks after two wrongful death lawsuits have been filed over the beverage's caffeine content. The drinks contain anywhere between 155 milligrams and 302 milligrams of caffeine. A regular 8-ounce cup of coffee contains only 95. Both families say the drinks were assumed to be safe because they weren't advertised as energy drinks. Panera later added a safety warning about the charged sips to its website, and now they're like, let's just get rid of this before more people die. Tara knew that people died from drinking this, and she ordered one last week.
I said, let me see what this is all about. Let me try this. And I could only have maybe 10 sips before I started having heart palpitations and I couldn't finish the drink and I threw it away and it didn't even taste good.
We literally
bad.
We can see now into the sales room from the studio because that's where the wall that is behind Tara borders it and her desk is on the other side and she just ran straight through the wall like the Kool-Aid lady and now there's a hole here because of the charged sips.
No, I actually started to like kind of feel, I had heart palpitations and I felt kind of nauseous and not good. I didn't have energy. I felt not well. I felt unwell.
You did say that it didn't even taste good.
No, it didn't. So I was sipping it very slowly, but it still had that effect on me.
Apple will no longer include 2 packs of Apple stickers in the boxes of their new iPad Pros and iPad Airs. Retail locations will get Apple stickers to hand out to anyone who wants one. Between 2.1 billion Apple Macs and iPhones have been sold, which means there's a minimum of 4.2 billion of those stickers in the wild. Jeez, they're getting cheaper and cheaper. They won't give you the full charger. They don't give you the headphones. And now they're not even including the stickers when you buy these phones.
Boo. I've never even used one of these stickers anyways. So if anyone wants one, I definitely have a bunch just lying around. I put them in a Ziploc bag. Anytime I get, like if you buy a pair of Vans, they give you a sticker. Sometimes if you buy from like a store, they give you a sticker. I put them all in a Ziploc bag and they're in a junk drawer in my home because I won't stick them on anything.
So why not just throw them away?
Because I might want to make a sticker collage one day or like give them to, I don't know. I'm going to give them to my future children. My Ziploc bag full of stickers. The Apple sticker is in there. I have at least 3.
Here's
in
mommy's bag. Sticker collection.
I just am like too scared to stick them on anything.
I can't wait till you have a kid and then your kid gets a Stanley water bottle and finds your sticker collection and puts it all over the water bottle.
Why? That would be great. If it's their water bottle, I'm like, finally someone's using these stickers that I've been too afraid to use all these years. Like, it's fine if it's not
so
mine.
So it won't drive you crazy that your kid put a sticker on it?
No, it won't. It won't drive me crazy.
It will when you go to wash them.
One time when I was in high school, someone doodled on one of my binders and I like had a breakdown.
I've been there.
And I was like, why would you do that? And
you respect my property.
I was like, I literally had to go out and buy a new binder because it bothered me so much. It was the ones with the plastic sheet cover on the outside and they doodled onto the plastic sheet so it indented it. So even when I wiped it away, it was indented and the plastic was all broken. And I was like, first of all, you're rude. And it really severed the relationship.
That's 5 things you need to know made how to main by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen. To be there specially. 207 Call Joe. We're online at joebornstein.com.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
All right, this is your Drake and Kendrick update, Dirty on the 30. Drake's security intercepted an attempted intruder at his Toronto home. This is the second time police have been called to Drake's neighborhood this week. The man's intentions were unclear. He reportedly said he was there to see Drake. TMZ reports that there's been an increase in security around Drake's home in recent days. This is likely due to the shooting that took place earlier this week, where a security guard for Drake was seriously injured. So 2 attempts on his home so far this week.
So what do people want? Are they going to show up at his house and they're going to try to kill Drake?
I don't know what's going on, to be honest.
It's very weird to me.
Like, I understood yesterday we talked about the OVO store being vandalized. And
I thought that was kind of embarrassing.
You thought it was embarrassing, but I understand knucklehead, like, fans and kids, and they just got overzealous, and they thought it was funny to spray paint the OVO store.
But when you're showing up at his home and you're shooting his security guard, like, are you there? Is that attempted murder?
It's also interesting to think, was that...
on behalf of Kendrick Lamar?
Was that part of Kendrick Lamar, or is that something else that he's involved in?
No. Way.
I don't think it has anything to do with Kendrick.
So I don't think it has anything to do with Kendrick. I think that these are just crazy fans.
There was also a shooting at the manager for the Weeknd's house. Was that linked to this shooting? Is there a retaliation that happened? What's going on? There's a million different things it could be. I think it's just kind of a coincidence that it happened amidst the beef with Kendrick Lamar. And speaking of that beef, DJ Academics continue to tease the possible release of more diss records on Instagram. He posted a black background and white text that read, "Waiting on a few records." And Academics had said a diss record was supposed to drop on May 7th, but got put on hold because of the shooting at Drake's mansion.
I have questions about DJ Academics. I would love to do like a full Wikipedia read on him and where he got his start and why now he is like literally the voice of all things hip hop gossip. Do you know? Do you have an answer? Like, where did he come from? I know he's been...
I don't have a good answer for you.
I briefly Googled yesterday and it said he rose to fame on YouTube. I don't know. I didn't know if he was on air somewhere because he's called DJ.
Or I have never actually seen him DJ before in my life.
See, I have questions. I got to do a...
I don't get answers for you.
I got to do a deep dive on that.
More Kendrick Lamar domestic violence allegations resurfaced after a mysterious website, OK Liar, went live. The website features an unlisted YouTube video where a young woman describes being called to take care of the alleged victim. The allegation from 2014 is that Kendrick allegedly beat a woman at the Hard Rock Casino. Throughout the video, the woman alleges that Kendrick was the perpetrator and that his team helped him cover it all up. The website also has a listing for a shirt that says Liar in the style of Damn, and it appears the shirt is sold out. OK Liar is a play on OK Llama from Kendrick. The site also includes allusions to Kendrick being an alleged liar besides that video. So there's another layer to that. Did somebody in Drake's camp post that, or is that a fan that posted that and made that website? Meanwhile, while all this is going on, J. Cole prioritizing his mental health, Tara.
Honestly, good for him.
Yeah. J. Cole is prioritizing his mental health. He was spotted having a beach day by a fan, and the supporter posted on TikTok, "Me goes to the beach to clear my head." And then the next scene was me casually meets J. Cole, and it's her sitting next to J. Cole on the beach in the picture. They're sitting next to each other, and J. Cole's wearing headphones that are attached to a laptop, and he's got socks on at the beach. He's just chilling, unbothered. J. Cole trying to get some work done Oceanside.
Did you see the full video? Like, was there a lot of people at the beach, or did this girl just strategically come and sit down next to him?
I think...
Was it one of those situations where the whole beach is available and then she sits right next to him?
So the video is, it's a video and a picture. The video is her being like, came to the beach to clear my mind, and it's just like the ocean and nobody's in the video, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's me randomly meeting J. Cole, and it's just a picture of the two of them sitting together on the beach. And it looks like it could be like one of the beaches in Scarborough, to be honest.
Could you imagine?
J. Cole's just chilling in Maine, unbothered. How do you feel now? Like, originally I was like, ah, what a wimp, he backed out. Now I'm like, yeah, he's living his best life, and he can sleep at night, his head hits the pillow, he doesn't gotta worry about all of this drama, he doesn't have to put out 8 diss records to match their 8 diss records.
I feel exactly the same, because from day one, I have been supporting him and his decision. And you were like, no, come on. I'm like, no, like, he did the right thing. I would do the same exact thing. I don't want the drama. And now look at him.
According to Variety, Live Nation and Travis Scott have settled 9 of 10 wrongful death lawsuits that stem from the 2021 AstroWorld Festival tragedy. 10 people were killed during a crowd surge in the middle of Scott's performance. Terms of the settlements were not disclosed. The last pending lawsuit was filed by the family of 9-year-old Ezra Blount. As of now, litigation is expected to move forward, so it looks like one will go to the courts. A spinoff of The Office is coming to Peacock. Tara, are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? It's just the original theme song, just for fun to play it.
Is it the whole thing?
I think so.
Or is it when they got more successful and they shortened it later on in the seasons?
How long do you think the full one is?
This is the full one.
30 seconds. None of the characters from the classic series are going to be featured in the new version, but the concept is the same. The documentary crew that recorded Dunder Mifflin's antics will now focus on a struggling Midwestern newspaper that is trying to stay afloat with volunteer reporters. Greg Daniels, who developed the American version of The Office, will be one of the executive producers. We were trying to figure out in the last like 3-4 years, have there been any good sitcoms that have dropped?
Okay, but yes and no. I feel like that's not what I was trying to ask. I was trying to ask, have any sitcoms dropped exclusively through a streaming service and blown up and been really successful? And the only one I could think of was Schitt's Creek.
But that was on Canadian television. It just got a second life when it went to
Netflix.
Netflix.
Everything else is on cable or was on cable at one point. Like Abbott Elementary is a perfect example of a sitcom on cable that's working.
But I also only watched that through a streaming service. Like I've never actually sat down and watched it on cable. I've only caught it on like the reruns on Hulu.
Is what I'm saying like not making sense? I don't know how to explain myself better.
No, it is. You're saying exclusively what's
because this is exclusively being released on Peacock. It's not going to be on like NBC at 8 p.m., is it?
I don't believe so, no.
So I hope it does well, but I'm a little nervous for it because I can't think of one sitcom that went exclusively through streaming that got wildly popular and got a cult-like following. All these other shows like The Office, Parks and Rec, whatever the rest of them are, you all know them, Abbott Elementary. There's so many. They're all on network TV.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to look up. Oh, Ted Lasso.
Yes, yes, yes. Now that is an answer that I was looking for.
Ted Lasso.
Perfect example.
Also, they count this as a comedy, but I highly disagree with it because I've watched it and it gives me a lot of anxiety, but it's always... Not Ted Lasso, the one I'm about to say.
Oh.
It's always like in the nominees for Outstanding Comedy, The Bear.
There's no way it's a comedy.
That's how I feel, but it's in the category in the award shows.
I know, which is always so weird to me because I never am laughing and having a good time watching that show. I feel stress in my body. It's not an enjoyable watch. It's stressful.
Speaking of television shows, Throwback Thursday and Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie are getting ready to return to reality TV. They're teaming back up. It's unclear as to what the plot of the new show is going to be, but it's going to be something different than their throwback shows. The unnamed series has been in the works for months, and according to the report, an all-out bidding war ensued after production companies learned that the duo is getting it back together. Paris and Nicole were coming together. Unclear what network or streaming service snagged the new series, but James Corden's production company, Fullwell 73, is going to be shooting it. The first, The Simple Life, ran from 2003 to 2007 for a total of 5 seasons and was aired between Fox and E. An official announcement is said to be forthcoming on the new series. I could see you going back and watching The Simple Life. Did you ever watch The Simple Life?
Of course I did. I loved it.
Something new to look forward to.
Nicole was my favorite. There's a clip of her that keeps going around. I see it like once every 3 months where they're saying like, oh, what's your type? The family that they're staying with. And she's like, I like pale, skinny guys that look like they don't get any exercise or leave the house. Like tall, skinny, pale guys that look like vampires. And they're like, oh, heavens. I can't remember where they are, but...
Is that really the one where they were on the farm and they were doing
the farm? They do multiple dirty jobs, but... And then there's also one where Nicole is standing up for Paris because these boys are being rude to them. And she's like, talk to my friend like that again? I swear to God, I'll beat you up. I'm not joking. And she's like going in on him and I love it.
Well, more moments to come.
Don't you dare disrespect my friend, because when you disrespect her, you're disrespecting me.
Wow. Ride or die. That is your Dirty on 30 Minute Hot and Made by Side by Each Brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each. Mine at Ave in Auburn.
Wake up. We vibe right here. Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
What do we want to talk about today?
You wanted to talk about it. You've been dying to talk about it. So you go ahead.
Don't throw me under the bus. I forgot. You worded it. Let me see how you worded it on Facebook. I want to say it exactly as it's typed up there. What's something that the opposite sex wears that irritates you? So a piece of fashion, a piece of clothing that they wear that just you're just bothered by. 207-807-1104. What something that the opposite sex wears that irritates you? Tara, what do you got?
Skinny jeans. Just because I don't think it looks good with any men's shoe. I don't think skinny jeans look good with certain types of shoes. I think they only look good with like a high heel.
All right. Well, skinny jeans are kind of on the way out anyways, right?
They have been for a while, but sometimes Tucker will try to leave the house and he'll be wearing a skinny jean and try to wear a pair of Nikes. And I'm like, no, you need some give to your pant.
Angela says, Uggs. I don't know why I get the ick, but when guys wear Uggs. Tom Brady.
Really? That doesn't bother me.
Tom Brady had the Uggs. That's the only guy I think of when I think of Uggs. I don't know what Christina say. They try to wear someone else's business. They try to wear someone else's business. I mind my own business clothes the most.
Wait, what? Well, thanks for participating.
What's something?
Ryan DeLon's question.
That the opposite sex wears that irritates you. They try to wear someone else's business. I like mind my own business clothes the most. I don't get it.
I think she's saying that she doesn't like the question and that everyone should mind their own business and it doesn't matter what
people
wear.
Well, if she didn't like the question, she could have kept scrolling and she didn't have to drop a comment.
Nobody does that anymore. Are you kidding? They all have to share their opinion.
Jessica's right there with you. She said, skinny jeans. I'm going to go with tiny backpacks. Maura has a tiny backpack. She wears it. It drives me crazy.
I love my tiny backpack.
I hate the tiny backpack. Just carry a purse.
It's so practical.
Or a full-size backpack.
No, you try carrying a purse everywhere. It hurts one of your shoulders. You're constantly switching from one shoulder to the other. So if you have a tiny backpack that evenly balances out the weight, it's perfect.
I just feel very self-conscious as a grown man walking around with a grown woman who has a tiny backpack on.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just like, it doesn't feel mature to me. I have no idea. Seems weird.
You think someone's going to mistake her for like a high schooler or something?
Yes, because it seems like a 12-year-old fashion. I don't know.
So you think it's childish?
I do think it's childish. Tiny
All right,
backpack.
That's your answer.
That's my answer. 207-807-1104. Oh, shoot. It's late. Let's play Brands for Bank, and we're going to ask that question plus a $1,000 question to somebody. Calling them a 10. How's that sound?
That sounds amazing.
Elijah, tell me, what's something that the opposite sex wears that you find annoying or you don't like?
Their spouse's underwear as boxers.
As shorts?
Yeah.
Do people wear those out in public?
I don't know about out in public.
Not out in public, probably like more in private, but it's just like you're wearing someone else's undergarment as your outer layer.
All right.
I mean, that is kind of gross because it's like an intimate piece of clothing. I have been in a situation where I'm like, oh my God, I don't have shorts and I've just like put on boxers so I can go like get the doorbell or something. But
yeah.
That is touching their butt crack, right? Like
yeah.
They're farting in there.
Oh, for sure.
There's poop particles in there and I'm walking around wearing it thinking I look cute.
Yeah. Brian in Portland, what's something that the opposite sex wears that irritates you?
Fake Gucci, fake anything fake.
You don't like
fake
the fake
Canada
designer.
Goose coats. Fake Canada Goose jackets and fake Gucci and that. You know what I mean?
So you can spot a fake?
I think I can, Tara.
Sometimes?
I guess I'm gifted or something. I don't know.
Sometimes you really can't tell the difference, but then sometimes you're like, yeah, that doesn't look like it was from the Gucci store.
Exactly.
Corey and Topsom, what's something that the opposite sex wears that irritates you?
Big hog boot.
What's wrong with that?
They're just hideous.
I mean, well, yeah, they're ugly. They're Uggs.
And they're like pretty uniform. Like everybody has that same pair.
Exactly.
There's no individuality in it.
No, not at all.
I could argue that there is, but I'm not going to get into it.
Sarah in Wyndham, what is something that the opposite sex wears that irritates you?
I hate when men wear tank tops.
That's a good answer.
Especially basketball jerseys.
Okay, so when I first started dating my boyfriend, it was in the summertime, and I noticed, like, this guy wears tank tops outside of the house. He's a tank top guy, and I thought that was kind of weird, but I just embraced it, and now since then I've bought him, like, multiple tank tops because he's just a tank top guy. What can I do? But his brother, anytime he sees him in a tank top, is like, dude, you cannot leave the house wearing a tank top. What are you doing? He's like, guys don't wear tank tops.
Yeah. I gotta be honest.
I agree.
I wear at the lake and at the beach, I wear a basketball jersey or a tank top.
Tank top boys unite.
What about the what about the wife beaters?
I don't like that name. Yeah, that's bad name.
No, I don't either, but yeah, I feel like the wrong people wear them sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just not a fan.
The people that punch drywall.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they're... I know you hate that word. I mean, I don't love it either, but I don't even know what they're called. Ribbed tank tops? Is that what they would be called? Like, what's the scientific word?
I'm looking it up.
I don't know.
You can just shorten it to beaters. Like, that's what I've heard. But that's still derogatory.
That's terrible. Right. It's an undershirt.
It still sounds terrible.
The white ones are technically undershirts.
And that's where they should be, under a shirt, not by themselves.
Mm-hmm. All right, Sarah, are you trying to play Brains for Bank?
I am...
Good news is you're our caller number 10.
Okay.
You don't sound excited about
that.
No, I am. I'm really stressed.
This is the biggest our prize pot has been this season. $1,000 in there.
I know.
Oh, my God. So you know how this works, right, Sarah?
Yes.
I'm going to give you one question. You'll have 5 seconds to answer correctly. If you answer correctly within the 5 seconds, $1,000 is going to be yours. If you answer incorrectly or after the buzzer goes off, the money's going to roll over and be all this afternoon. We'll play for $1,100. But $1,000 is big enough. Let's get you this prize pot, all right?
Let's do it.
All right. Are you ready? Can you hear me loud and clear?
I hear you loud and clear.
All right. Perfect. Here is your question. What shoe brand is Jack Harlow affiliated with?
New Balance.
All right, all right. We got an answer in time. Sarah said New Balance. Is New Balance the correct answer, though? Dramatic pause. Hey, that's another winner!
Oh, my God.
Congratulations, Sarah. This morning is your morning. You're $1,000 richer. Congrats.
You asked me the right question. My kids always say every time Jack Carlo's on the radio, your mom, your boyfriend's on the radio. He's like my favorite. Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing.
I mean, no hesitation. You got it in the first couple seconds there. New Balance, correct answer. We got a rack for you, $1,000. What are you going to spend it on?
Oh, my God. Probably my kids, but maybe something for myself.
Oh, you got to get something.
Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, yeah, Mother's Day weekend. Treat yourself.
Then I'd treat myself.
Maybe you could buy the new Jack Harlow New Balance sneaker.
I may just do that.
Brains for Bank is made how to main by People's Choice Credit Union. Use your brains, do your banking with People's Choice. You'll get personal local support and get on track for a better financial future. People'sChoiceCreditUnion.com, federally insured by NCUA. And the prize pot drops back down to $100 would be all this afternoon at 5 p.m. because Sarah from Wyndham is $1,000 richer.
Oh, my God.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Do you want to play This or That, Summer Edition? I saw this on Instagram.
Sure.
Okay, This or That. Strawberries or watermelon?
Watermelon.
Sundress or shorts?
For me?
For your preference on anything.
On me, shorts. On a lady, sundress.
White Christmas or green Christmas? I have no idea what that means.
I guess I go white Christmas because I don't know what green Christmas is.
Is that like Christmas in Florida?
I'm going white Christmas.
What does that have to do with summer? Relaxing or exploring?
Relaxing.
Reading list, playlist.
Playlist.
Lemonade, iced coffee.
Arnold Palmer.
Oh, okay. Bikini or one piece?
For me, one piece. For a lady, a bikini.
Barbecue or bonfire?
Barbecue.
Oh, really?
I've never been to a bonfire, so I don't have anything lame to compare to.
Sunglasses or hat?
Both, so I look extra creepy.
Ice cream or popsicles?
Ice cream.
Sandals or barefoot? Do you wear sandals?
Slides.
Oh, slides. Okay. Outdoor concert or an outdoor movie?
Concert.
Duh. Well, that was cute.
Is there a score? How do I win? What is the point of this?
No, it's literally you just are sharing your opinion. You put it on your story and it's a fun little game.
Oh, I thought I was going to get the win
that
something.
That you share with your friends.
So I don't win anything?
It's fun to see who agrees with you.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say I won.
You won what? You're going to have the best summer of your life?
Yep.
Do you want to ask me?
Fine. Strawberries or watermelon?
Strawberries.
Wow, we differ there. Beach or pool?
Beach.
You didn't give me that one.
Wait, I didn't see it. What's your answer?
I go beach too.
Wait, I completely missed that one.
Sundress, shorts.
Sundress.
White Christmas, green Christmas.
White.
Relaxing, exploring.
Relaxing.
Reading list, playlist.
Playlist.
Lemonade, iced coffee.
Iced coffee.
Bikini, one piece.
Bikini.
Barbecue, bonfire.
I know I gave you crap, but I'm going to go barbecue because there's food involved.
That was my thought process too. Sunglasses, hat.
Sunglasses.
Ice cream, popsicles.
Ice cream, duh.
Sandals, barefoot.
Barefoot.
Outdoor concert, outdoor movie. We already know the answer.
Outdoor concert. Oh my gosh, do you feel like we know each other so much better now?
Yeah, totally. I definitely beat you though.
What is there to beat? What is there to win? It's just your preference.
No, I won.
These little things, I feel like they trend every single season and they're fun to play.
I don't understand why there's a Christmas question in there though.
Really unsure about that.
207-807-1104. Here's something you can actually win. It's Niall Horan tickets. One Direction, Niall Horan. He's going to be at the Main Savings Amphitheater up there in Bangor. And we'll just take the first person to get through right now and hook you up with tickets. So call us if you would like to go. Makes a great gift, too, for somebody that grew up a big One Direction fan. Fellas, I'm looking at you. 207-807-1104. Call in right now. First person to get through, we'll hook you up with Niall Horan tickets.
Someone texted in and said, I think green Christmas, white Christmas has to do with drugs. And you can fill in the blanks there.
Oh, interesting.
I
changed my answer then. Green Christmas. I'm going green Christmas.
How did that sneak up on the list? It was so wholesome.
Hot Radio Maine, Hot Mornings. Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Jennifer, are you trying to get these Niall Horan tickets?
Sure.
All right, you got them. Congrats.
Awesome. Thank you.
I think we have an extra pair of tickets. You want to get one more winner?
Yes.
All right. Hot Radio Maine, Hot Mornings. Brian Dillon, Tara Fox. Who is this?
Erica.
Erica, were you trying to get those Niall Horan tickets?
I was, yeah.
All right. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets. Congratulations.
You're awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that.